ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
If you do not like the Lakers,
just saying.
If you don't, you may have enjoyed last night. Just a little bit. I don't know if you did or not.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
Ooh, is that the right thing to do? A full 5 minutes and some change left? Deuces. He heads to the locker room. We'll touch on that. Got a couple other questions of the day and some fun that we can get into here as well. As first, we will welcome you and congratulate you. Just a couple more days left till that weekend.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that camera Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
You know that saying, it can always be worse? Hells fans, what is worse? Not having gotten to the type of basketball team you want to get, or perhaps just being on the brink and not getting there, and then you have the Celtics shakeup. We'll get to that here in a quick second. Breaking news this morning.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
Ah, yes. Words of wisdom. Hello, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill with you. You want to give us a buzz here in the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Real simple, 800-998-1003. Buddy will say hello to you. Or he may answer in Cajun. I don't know. But he's going to answer the phone, and you can tell him you want to chat with us. And he'll put you on 800-998-1003. A pair of questions of the day for you that we'll get into. Yes, one does deal with LeBron James. Oh, my goodness, the Lakers. What happened last night? Down 30 at halftime. No, I'm not taking pleasure in it. I promise I'm not, and I won't play that many bites on it. But anyway, I have a fun show lined up. We'll touch on that here as well. Plus something that was said earlier in the week that, I don't know, in the world of the NFL, is it a big deal or is it not? Perfection. Or is the emphasis, as it is in basketball, as in other sport, is it the finality of it? Like, how much does the regular season matter? Because we all know, we've seen commercials, we've heard some of the greats always talk about, it's what you do in the postseason, right? NBA players said, that's where you build your name. In the NFL, it's about Super Bowls. That's what you're measured against. So we'll touch on that, as Pat Mahomes earlier this week flat out said that 20-0 is a goal. Remember, 17 regular season wins, games. So let's say they go undefeated in regular season. They would be the number one seed. You would think 18's that divisional playoff round, when 19 would be the AFC championship, Super Bowl would be 20-0. So we'll touch a little bit on that next segment as well. Bottom of the hour, Andrew Lopez, his thoughts on what we're seeing in the NBA. You know what? Congratulations, fans. Congratulations. Nobody stormed the court yesterday or threw anything at anybody. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I'm sitting there at 12-something last night watching the end of, you know, the post-game show on TNT, and I'm making sure that the Nets-Celtics game, that nothing happened there, making sure that the other games went out. Really good games last night. And when I say that is, yes, if you're an anti-Laker, you did enjoy the beating that took place, and more importantly, you probably enjoyed Charles Barkley after the game. Did you hear Chuck? After the game, little tease.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
Oh, no. Anthony Street Clothes Davis didn't play yesterday, was warming up. Something tells me Thursday, tomorrow, he probably likely will play that 9:30 game in L.A. Anyway, so we'll touch on that here as well. Let me give you the breaking news that is going on, though. Celtics making changes. The shakeup that just went down a little bit ago. kind of unexpected. And as you heard me saying a little bit ago to start the show, sometimes it can always be worse for your Pelicans fan, right? We're still waiting to get that team sort of what we enjoyed. We thought what was coming with AD and Drew Holiday and, you know, the sweep of Portland, got a game against the Warriors. What was to be never happened. But in Boston's case, this is a team that under Danny Ainge and the hiring of Brad Stevens played a certain game when it came to players and free agency, right? Stockpiling trades, you know, trading certain ways, drafting certain ways, trying to build this young up-and-coming team, trying to keep it together. They made a couple Eastern Conference finals, but something just seemed different and wrong. And the way Ainge either didn't make a trade or wanted to fleece other teams, for whatever reason, it didn't work this year. You had a lot of players openly not happy there. Kyrie Irving stomping on the logo. It wasn't to the fan base, I would say, per se, even though there's some of that to it. I think a lot of it had to do with that organization and how it goes. Danny Ainge last week, and I said it at the time last week when he said it, not a good day for Danny when he said, I've never seen any racial undertones. Boston's absolutely known for that. Players on his own team came out and said, I don't know what Danny is talking about when Kyrie said that Boston was a racial town. A racist town. And that, I remember looking at Jordan going, oh boy. It just didn't, it seemed like a massive disconnect. And you had issues with the team, with Brad Stevens, you name it. Bottom line, Danny Ainge retires as Celtics president of basketball operations. Brad Stevens has been promoted to the role. Celtics will now begin the search for a brand new head coach. Here's AG and Wojnarowski minutes ago.
Danny Ainge, who has been thinking about a succession plan in Boston. He had been talking with ownership about it. There was a sense he might go another year and stay on the job and try to figure that out over time, but made the decision here recently that he was ready to move on and that Brad Stevens was ready to move on from coaching and move into a front office role. He's going to be the president of basketball operations. He'll have the same title Danny Ainge had. And now Boston is going to start a search for a new coach. And Ainge's career trajectory was similar. He was a coach, went into the front office in Phoenix, and now that's happening here in Boston, or will happen here in Boston with Brad Stevens.
Very interesting in that you have two different views on it, right? I mean, that's sort of like, hey, it's just time to sort of move on. Let's try something else. You know, I like Brad Stevens. I think he's done a good job over there. But again, Celtics Twitter is interesting if you follow. And they're not happy. If there was going to be change, they wanted clean house, sweeping change. They can't agree on which player is good. There's just a lot of, and it's crazy. Again, this is a very talented team, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work. It didn't fit. So who's the next head coach? And who's the right fit with that team? Woj had this to say.
This is still a very good job. This would have been a very good GM job, president's job, if it was opened up. You could have had your choice of any number of top candidates around the league, and I think that'll be the case certainly in coaching. And this is still a team with two all-stars at the top of their lineup and Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and some very good players. But I would imagine that this is probably a hire they're going to have to make from the outside.
So there you go. 800-998-1003. Earl, thank you for joining the Sports Hangover today, sir. How are you?
Hey, Goose.
Yeah, man.
Sit your ass down, LeBron. Man, I was so happy about that. they got their butt. He's a sore loser, Gus.
So you think that's one of the questions of the day. I hadn't had a chance to set that up.
Yeah.
But one of the questions of the day is he left with just over five and some change. And, you know, again, Ben Harlan during the call.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
Now, the game was out of hand. So he left early. So that's one of the questions of the day. Is that a big deal or not to you? Like if someone on the Saints You know, Zion walks off with five to play. Is that a big deal or not? Should players remain on a field, on a court, on a diamond until the game ends? What do you think?
He's a team captain, right, Gus? I mean, he needs to stay. I don't care if you get beat by 50, man. It's a team. It's all part of the team. And you're going to walk off with 5 minutes left. That shows the debacle with the Lakers are going on. And it depends on what happens with Anthony's street clothes, no street clothes, Davis, or whatever Charles called him. If you don't play, they're going to get beat even worse in L.A., Gus. I want them out of that, man. I want Phoenix to roll, man. What's the status on AD, Gus? Anything? Or is it
funny you just say that. How about Adrian Wojnarowski minutes ago?
I expect Anthony Davis will do everything he can to try to play. He thought about it last night, and I was told prior to the game it was probably like around 60-40 that he would not play based on where the groin was, but he went out. He tried to loosen it up, was out a couple times in warm-ups. Didn't go. I don't think there is a definitive answer yet about game six for him, but certainly these are dire straits for the Lakers, and I think if there's any way he can be out there, I think he will be. But the fact that he did go out, try to warm up last night, gave it a shot, tells you maybe with another day or two of rest, there might be some way that he can get out and give them something in a role in a game they've got to win.
There you go. So,
hey, Gus,
I'm assuming he's going to go out there and do something. Yeah.
I didn't know the first round went seven games. Gus, I thought it was like a five-game series.
Nah, man, best of seven. So, yeah, no, it used to be best of five. You had to win three, and now a couple of years back, don't know exactly how many, but I would say 5, 6 years, something like that, they went to it. That's what I'm saying. And that's why last week I was talking about, you know, what the Pelicans needed and things of that nature, because – I do think the Pels have talent right now that can beat a team like we saw Milwaukee. We saw them, you know, push some of the best teams, Utah, things of that nature. But can you do it four times? That's the key. Can you win four times? You know, I mean, the Celtics beat the Nets once, and then you saw last. You got to beat them four times. That's the hard part.
Hey, Gus, I want to piggyback on yesterday, and I apologize.
That's fine.
On the two players for the Saints, and I totally agree with you 100% with center or anybody on the O line besides maybe Ramczyk. But and I'm gonna throw another name out there, Marcus Williams. I think needs to have a big year. I really believe that.
And yeah, he's franchise tag.
This has got to be a big year. Look, Gus, the guy's got talent. I mean, his rookie year, I think, was his best year, was it, Gus? Or no? But, I mean, he can make the plays. He's just got to stay consistent, man. And if the O-line, if they can keep Winston standing up, man, I got a shot, Gus, but I think I'm going to drop my 10 wins down to 8 or 9, man. We got a few holes.
Okay. Well, that's what I've been saying. You know, and again, I love the confidence. You know, Jordan has to be 11 and 6. Others have them, you know, 10, 11, 12 wins. I get that. Vegas, what is it, 8.5? Or 9 in some places. My thing is just, I look at it as there's a lot of ifs. It's why I keep referring to this team as a potential playoff team. And I'm not disrespecting them, but the line's an issue. Who's starting at center and where, and if it's not McCoy and it's Ruiz, which was expected last year, is why they drafted him. It's his first year under center, under a new quarterback on that team. I like what I see from Marquez Callaway. I like what I saw in certain games from Tre'Quan Smith. Are they ready to be the number 2 and 3 option? Are they ready? If Michael Thomas has an ouchie, are they ready to be dependent on? I like Adam Trautman. I think that could be a steal of his size, of his athleticism. You saw him make that catch in the end zone that Drew Brees threw him. But this is his first year going to be the main option at tight end, at least we assume. That's just on offense. I didn't even got to the quarterback. I mean, there's hope that one of those two guys can do it. But again, first full year starting with Sean and that new team. On defense, dude, who's Malcolm Brown's replacement? Who's the run stopper there? Who's the guy? I'm not saying Shai Tuttle can't do it, but is he Malcolm Brown?
100%.
You know, I like to think that Werner is this diamond in the rough that they love. You know, if he's a Fujita, if he's a Shanley, guy that maybe nationally ain't going to sell jerseys, but he's a guy that's just always there. That's what I keep getting told. He's a workman. He's just always going to be in the right place. Great. But he hadn't done it in an NFL game. Who's that second starter? I like Paulson Adebo, but he's never been a starter in the NFL. You mentioned Marcus Williams. What kind of year is Malcolm Jenkins going to have? Is Malcolm Jenkins, you know, going to be up and down? I don't know. Is Marshawn Lattimore starting the first week or two? Is he suspended or not? I don't know. There's a lot of ifs and I don't knows, which is why when the schedule came out, Earl, I said, give me to that mid game, you know, Philly or what was it? Buffalo Thanksgiving. Like, give me that game 8-9 in. Then I think you'll get a real good sense of what this future Saints team is going to be like.
Gus, I totally agree. Hey, Gus, because they didn't sign another corner yet opposite of Lattimore, so thinking, I mean, it's going to have to be free agency, right? But who's out there? I mean, that's going to be worth a right. damn because, I mean, look at the receivers we're going to be going up just in our conference in the South. Man, I mean, who's out there, Gus? I don't know who's out there left.
I don't know, but vaya con Dios to whatever safety and guy wants to try to get Kyle Pitts over there in Atlanta. So I don't, you know, it is what it's going to be, a matchup for everybody. It's not just going to be the Saints. Thank you, Uncle Earl. Always a pleasure to hear you, bud.
Always a pleasure, baby.
Yep, for sure, man. Got to have some wings together soon, that is for sure. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. When we come back, we'll touch a little bit more on the three games last night. You'll hear from some of the players here as well, some of the things that happened. Damian Lillard, oh my goodness. We'll touch on that. Andrew Lopez, bottom of the hour, Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals
at Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminix and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminix today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminix tough.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail business can do for you. And that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Hey New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey New Orleans, it's Cole Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at nolagoldrugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Sir Andrew Lopez joins us. My bad, Andrew. I told buddy 12:15 was supposed to have you at 12:30. You know what, though? I'm so excited about the Chuckster's new nickname, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just, you know what? I'm here. We're ready. I was ready anyway. So okay. Let's go, man.
How much does it cost to print out some shirts, man? I think the Chuckster gave us something last night.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
I mean,
it might cost as much as a That's All Folks shirt. So,
yeah, right. You know what? If I made the embrace it, wear it during pregame tomorrow, then drop 30, and then you have the final mic drop, right? I mean, I absolutely love it. I want to ask you something about that game. And it's one of my questions of the day today, this.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
Big deal or not big deal, man? Should players stay on the court until the conclusion of the game? Say Pels are down 30 to Minnesota, which is the team that apparently always likes to beat them by 30. Zion or B.I. leave with 5 to play. Would you have said that's a big deal on Twitter or after the game asking Stan Van Gundy?
I mean, I would have asked. I mean, I think you most certainly have to ask in that situation. But I don't, you know, if it is LeBron, and if he was going to get treatment like he says he was, now we can debate whether or not he was doing that or not. But I mean, if somebody's going back to start getting treatment or start their process, we know how important the treatment process is. I think to LeBron, this is a guy who I think sleeps more than anybody. He really, really takes care of his body. I mean, to me, it's you've already pulled him out of the game. The game's over. If he's going to go back there and get treatment, to me, that's not big of a deal.
I think one of the things that really, I guess, stood out to me in that game yesterday, and even in the one before that, two straight wins now by the Suns, it's CP. I know you and I have talked about this, and look, we've talked about it throughout the season, that I think – that guy's the MVP this year. I mean, I know Booker has done, but he took him to a 2 seed. And I think, Andrew, in this series, man, you'd be hard-pressed to argue that he's not. He is absolutely important. And you can see when he's healthy, I mean, that guy just makes that team a completely different team, huh?
Yeah, it's just funny about the way he – he just changes everything, man.
Yeah.
I think that's been the key here for the Suns. And I think I wrote this the other day. Like, if he's a healthy guy, then they're good to go. They can do some things. And when he was not healthy, then it became a different story. So the fact that, you know, he is healthy now. Is able to kind of go out there and do what he's supposed to. It's going to change a lot for the Suns. And to be quite honest, I say, you know, now that he's healthy, he's not healthy. Mm-hmm. But if he can play at this level, then you know, it changes a lot. And I know, KCP was hurt last night, and obviously AD didn't play. Dennis Schroeder didn't give you anything, but it's definitely a game changer for him to kind of step up like this.
Yeah, look, obviously a lot is going to be made about LeBron, but he put in 24. Markieff Morris starting for AD had 4. Andre Drummond 7. You mentioned Schroeder had 0. KCP at 0. That's your starting lineup there, man. That kind of seemed like a Pels backcourt game sometimes, man. It's tough. Look, Andrew, one thing we've touched on this postseason, you gotta have scoring. Damian Lillard, 55 points in a double overtime loss. That was a fantastic game to go, dude. And Denver doesn't have their main point guard right now in Murray.
Yeah, look, I don't think Dame Lillard is just a ridiculous, ridiculous basketball player. And he constantly comes through in the clutch time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. Last night, what, 55-10? I think somebody pointed out to me later on, he had one turnover last night. He's doing all this and still doing it at just an insane level. That Denver series, I felt like that was one that was kind of destined to go those 7 games, it feels like now. But I mean, just incredible, man. Like, let's just be honest, like, that's just been absolutely ridiculous.
I want to play something for you. Was it you, somebody, I think I think it was Jake Madison. We were talking after the season. You're just, just a daydream fantasy. Like, he mentioned Dame. You know, here's Jay Williams this morning on the morning show.
I'm not sure Terry Stotts is the guy. And that's going to be the question for them moving down, like, especially with
him. He's been there a long time.
He's been there a long time. They haven't really got it done. Let's remember, they're also playing against a Denver team without Jamal Murray.
Yep.
Right? So the fact that they're down 3-2, it takes a Herculean performance like this from him for them to actually be in that position. And you see some of the shots that he was making last night. I mean, those – look, you're down 3 with 6 seconds left. You have to get the ball outside the 3-point line. The defender knows that. He plays it, and he still makes a shot. It's just ridiculous what you see Dame do. But I'm not sure you just see Dame pick up and leave. Everything about Dame is the guy that wants to just say, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to do it the way other people want me to do it. I want to do it my way. And I think there's that battle ego-wise for him.
I think it needs a change of address. You know what I'm saying? I think the Blazers need to look at it and go, you know, we haven't won with them. Do you think, because I heard a lot about that or seen different reports or speculation, Andrew, that if Portland again doesn't make it up the first round, that's kind of been their issue. Is it coaching change? Or did he just sit there and go, well, maybe we just can't win with Dame. Let's get as much as we can with them. I don't know. What do you think happens in Portland if they don't get out of this round?
Well, one thing I don't think happens. I don't think they get rid of. I don't think they get rid of Dame. I think it'd be everybody else. Here's the thing about Dame. Dame has made it quite apparent that he wants to be like a one team guy. He wants to bring a championship to Portland. And for him, if all of a sudden he were to come out and, you know, after the season, be like, all right, all right, I'm out. I'm not going to say it sounds like it would be a little bit of a hit to his aura, I guess. But to me, I still think he's just going to be the guy to kind of basically say, look, let's make some things happen. Let's do some things like this. Unfortunately for Terry Stotts, that might mean Terry Stotts is the guy who ends up not there, right? So I think that may be where things end up on that route. Not necessarily a situation where it's somebody else. Like I feel like it's going to be a deal where Terry Stotts is going to be the guy who leaves, not Damian Lillard.
Another series that's gotten a lot of attention, Atlanta, New York, not just for the spitting and all that other nonsense and bleep you, Trae Young, and all that stuff, but how about yesterday?
We talk shit and we push around, so what are you going to do about it? We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. They send you on vacation.
Ooh, Clint Capella, them talking words. I love that. I'm watching tonight.
Bro, I was on that call yesterday. That is the series that I'm covering right now, right? I'm on that call and I'm like, did he just say that? Like, and I talked to a couple other people who have, you know, covered that team all year and have been around those guys, and I'm like, man, that was insane. They were like, dude, I've never heard him like that before. Like, he's never – that's not part of what he does. He's not that kind of guy, right? He just – you know, he's a very laid-back dude. He's going to – you know, he's not going to be the guy to get in your face about all that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, man. Like, all right, cool. Like, that. It was just – it was interesting for me, I guess, to kind of listen and see him do that. But on the flip of that, and – You have to have guys like that, right? Like, you have to have guys who are going to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't want your team to, like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to go in there, and, well, I hope we get it done, but we'll see if we get it done or not. And I'm like, No, you want to go in there and get it done. Like, that's right. The whole point of this. Right?
No, I love it. Look, the graph, every time, you know, the Pels would play, he's like, that guy is the guy to kill. Like, he's like, watch that guy. And he's going to come on next hour to talk specifically about Clint Capela. And we need guys like that. You know, and look, there's a bunch of other players yesterday kind of talked about that. And you can sort of see, like, Devin Booker yesterday after the game. He's like, we don't have fear. Like, there's no one is scared of the moment. And, you know, again, I've talked about this with you in the past, that you can't help to watch these playoffs with Pelicans glasses. You know what? Looking at things that the Pels are going to need in order to be a playoff team and then win in the playoffs against some of these guys. So I keep playing this. We've got about 2 minutes left, Andrew, but I want to hit on the big, big, big breaking news as well. Yep. Now it just popped up. Yep. My goodness. So the Celtics have a shakeup. Danny Ainge retires. Brad Stevens moves up. They're looking for a head coach. Could it be Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, retiring, per reports now, after the 21-22 season? So you don't think Coach K is going to go into the NBA, huh?
No. So Coach K's plan is still to finish out this season. He's not going to take off just yet. The more interesting thing there would be if Brad Stevens is a possible guy to go and replace Coach K at Duke starting next season, because Brad Stevens has said he wanted to take a time off, and he's getting that right now with his bubble stint. But, man, that's just – there's a lot there, right? There's a lot there to try and unpack. And, you know, now everything's going to look a lot different in that UNC-Duke rivalry, Roy Williams.
Yeah, Roy – yeah. And, Andrew, you start wondering, look, Roy Williams, he said it's just tough to deal with – what college basketball is right now. Transfer portal, one and dones. His top recruit just doesn't want to play there. I just, you know, and it was enough for Roy. He said, I'm done. I can't do this. And you kind of wonder if Coach K is kind of up to that level too as well. I mean, he's gotten top guys, Zion, all that, not titles. So I don't know, man, but those are two massive names, as you mentioned, in the ACC now gone.
Massive names, and it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, I think a Duke guy is going to be there to replace him. That seems almost inevitable, but it's going to be. I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be fun to watch to see how that shakes out in the future.
Jeff Goodman in the stadium tweeting: "There's a meeting this afternoon to determine whether Duke assistant John Shire will be stamped as Coach K's successor. All signs point to John Shire following Coach K after next season." A source tells the stadium there. So we will see. Andrew, as always, man, appreciate it. Who you got tonight? Knicks, Hawks.
I think the Knicks, like, as much as Clint Capela wanted to talk, I do think the Knicks get this out, but I do think the Hawks finish it out.
Dude, that crowd's going to be hostile as bleep.
It is. I think the bleep Trae Young chants are going to be a little bit louder.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Andrew Lopez covers everything basketball for ESPN. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the time.
No problem.
Juan Kincaid, Fox 8 Sports Director. Johnny Dawkins. Hawkins. Right? Johnny Dawkins should get the job. But again, Coach K retiring after this upcoming season. Brad Stevens moving up to Director of Basketball Operations for the Celtics. Danny Ainge out. Lots of different news for sure. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back as well. Big deal or not, LeBron left early. What do you think? Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
value.
Allstate is known for quality insurance, but you might not know them for low rates. That's about to change. With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto. You know what else you might not know? The chicken came before the egg. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint, and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
800-998-1003. A pair of questions of the day for you. Love for you to comment via the phone lines or over on Twitter. LeBron left the floor with just over 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Kevin Harlan had the call during the game.
There goes LeBron walking off the floor with 5:40 to go.
Yeah, afterwards, LeBron.
I don't know. I mean, we got our ass kicked. I mean, it's just that simple. They got to whatever they wanted to get to in this game. And, you know, we got to be better, obviously, if we want to force a game seven. So, obviously, a lot to learn from in this game, a lot to cover. See, you know, what we got to do better going into game six. But, I mean, they pretty much just kicked our asses. I mean, it's nothing else really to say.
There you go. So, over on Twitter, is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Should players on a court, on a diamond, on a football field stay until the conclusion of a game? Would you have had a problem if one of the star players, game in hand, not playing anymore, leaves the field? Saints losing bad. Drew, 5 minutes left in the fourth, goes in. Are you upset? Brian on Twitter, big deal, shows that he's a poor teammate, and since he's a role model, he's showing kids it's okay to give up and abandon your teammates when things are going your way, aren't going your way. I would bench him, but he runs the team in the NBA, so that won't happen. You imagine Frank Vogel? LeBron, come over here. You're not going to play next game. Randy from the Best Bank, thanks for giving us a call, sir. How are you?
Hey, Gus.
What's up, bud?
Got street clothes, Cat and Gale. What's up, brother?
Oh, come on. I'm not street clothes, man. I love that. Wait, one more time. Here we go.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
Dude, I'm telling you, I would have so much more respect for street clothes if tomorrow he literally gets that printed on his shirt, like with him like on crutches or all bandaged up, like looking like a mummy, and all you see is his eyebrows sticking out, and he warms up in that shirt. I would absolutely buy it and applaud him to do it, and he actually could sell it. Can you imagine?
Hey, but, you know, I heard Colin Cowherd this morning. Mm-hmm. He said that, you know, on Anthony Davis, that, you know, this has been going on forever with Anthony Davis, you know, but nobody ever knew because he played down here in New Orleans, so nobody's seen him. So do you think that the Lakers thought about that at all when they traded pretty much everything for him?
No. And look, and here's the thing, obviously, because you heard Chuck say that, and there was a discussion on the desk, obviously, about that, about his injury history and everything. And look, a lot of Pels fans here spoke very often about, you know, I mean, there was a meme over the weekend of him being Dr. Glass from Unbreakable, right? I mean, he's wearing the purple suit and he's sitting in the wheelchair. Here's the thing. I do think a majority of those injuries, I mean, there's no question, right? If you pull out his medical chart, and, you know, I remember that graphic they used to use of Allen Iverson back in the day when, you know, just had like a line and then ankle or whatever, then it would show everything AI had gotten injured. Most of it, you know, AD's body has been injured. I do think most of that, though, was hustle plays, diving for this, doing that, an elbow to the eye, getting a rebound, all that. So how much of that, you know, it's just bad luck, being at the wrong place, right time, wrong time thing. But, you know, again, he's driving down the left baseline. It's not like he did anything to do that. And he steps, goes down, grabs his left groin or right groin, whatever it was. And, you know, so it stinks. But, yeah, well, it is part of your history when literally you just drive down the baseline and get hurt.
I thought Chuck had a good take on it two nights ago mm-hmm. when he said, you know, LeBron was out for a while during the regular season, but Anthony Davis was out for what, like a couple months or something like that? And he came back from missing a couple of months or whatever it was, straight into high-pressure playoff basketball. Mm-hmm. And especially for a player like AD, you know, him coming off an injury, not playing for a while, and coming straight into the playoffs, it was an injury just bound to happen, you know. And I thought that was a good point, you know, especially with, you know, you have the pass that he does with injuries. But, hey, look, I just want to ask you this. How many first-round picks do the Pels have in, like, the next decade?
Daniel just sent me that. I can get that for you. It's a decent amount. I mean, he sent me a site. He actually had it. It's a decent amount. Here's the problem. It's contingent on whether or not certain teams are going to, like the Lakers, you know, whether it's a swap or whether you own it or not. Same thing with Milwaukee. So, what, you know, again, it's not a personal thing, but one more, Phoenix, one more. You know, the quicker the Lakers aren't in championship contention, which they will be as long as those two are back and healthy. And that was my problem with that trade, is that, you know, my four-year-old son might be in high school by the time the Lakers stop winning. I mean, that's just an organization that's going to go pick up the next big star. I mean, that's just who they are. So to bank that they're going to be bad enough to where those first-round picks are good, you know,
Gus, let me ask you this. Do you think that David Griffin should be on the phone with Portland saying, hey, look, we'll give you every first round pick we got and maybe like a player like Brandon Ingram?
Dude, I'm telling you, a lot of people that cover the Pels that we've had on the show, I mean, they would love Dame. And again, that's just one of those things you have to think as an organization. And again, it goes back to when Drew and AD knocked him out in the first round. You know, he's not getting younger. He is a high
him and Zion,
player.
I think, could be pretty good.
Oh, dude, it instantly a playoff team. I mean, it instantly, like the second the presser starts, they could basically say we're looking forward to winning in the playoffs or being in. I mean, they just are, because that's what he can do. I mean, look at what Phoenix is doing. Devin Booker was an up-and-coming and rising star, one of the best players in the league, right, at an early age. And you saw that last year. And you saw Ayton showed some moments. Monty Williams came in, gave him good coaching, stability, and all that. But what Chris Paul has done is just elevate that to a completely different level. And what this team desperately needs, and look, there is a checklist, right? Shooting, what did Griffin say? Shooting, basketball IQ, toughness, and all this other. Okay, I get it. That guy literally embodies those three things. Basketball IQ, shooting, and toughness, right? I mean, literally. Here's him last night after the game, and 55 points he dropped. That's what he had to say.
Dame, can you just describe emotionally where you're at after this?
Tough loss, man. It's do or die now, so we got to win both of the next two games if we want our season to continue. As simple as that.
But after what you gave, just personally, like,
it don't matter. We lost the game. Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, all that matters is we can't lose another game in this series. So, we go out there and we play to win the game, and we came up short.
It is interesting. Like I said, I played with, you know, what Jay Williams said this morning. He's calling, maybe, you know, if this doesn't happen, you got to change coaches, change different styles of management stuff. I'd like him to change an address. But, again, that guy is your guy. So, you let that go, you're absolutely signaling rebuild. So, is that something that ownership is ready to do, especially this, Randy, following a corona season, man? Not a lot of money came in, right? Not a lot of money came in last year. You just started getting fans into Portland. Don't think that's not an issue. That guy will sell your arena out. Like, you trade him this offseason, Look, that's a good basketball town and city. You'll still have fans, but it's not going to remotely be the same energy around that team for sure. Now, I don't know. Who do you get sent back?
You think he would be intrigued to play with Zion?
That's an interesting question we can look into further. How will that eventually be? Because that is going to be something that you hope for, right, in a year or two. Aren't you hoping that a high-priced, high-profile free agent will be attracted to play with a player like that? Again, I go back to AD before his mind was polluted over by Rich Paul, as he openly admitted over the week, is that he recruited Boogie. Let's not forget that he recruited Boogie.
Right.
Boogie openly said, I tried to get him every time we played him. I said, come play with me. And AD kept telling me, no, you come to play here. So that's going to be the thing, right? Who is going to want to play with a guy like that? I do think you'll have people wanting to, especially if you have the money, which is why, again, I go back to the Lonzo Ball contract. How much money are you willing to give? You know, how much money are you willing to tie in? You're already tied in with a max with Brandon. You know, you're going to have to give a max after the rookie deal with Zion. Who's that third player you're giving max money to? Is it him or is it somebody later on down the line?
I think David Griffin has to make that phone call.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. Hang up on me. I'd rather you hang up on me than not. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Randy. Shane will come out of the break and come to you, sir. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
The new year is here. Aside from thankfully saying goodbye to 2020, it's time to say goodbye to the old you as well. Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health. Last year, did you notice any physical changes in you? Reduced energy or libido, increased body fat, ED, brain fog? You know, it could be low T. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment. They accept all major insurances and tell them you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Busy morning and afternoon so far in the world of sports. Shane gets you in about 30 seconds here. Let me reset in case you missed it. The latest bit of news, Coach K will retire, reportedly, by Jeff Goodman of the stadium after this upcoming season. Apparently there's a meeting this afternoon to see if John Shire, who apparently he's an assistant, and it looks like that's who Coach K wants, will be tapped for that job. So many people on Twitter are now going, good luck to John. Imagine trying to succeed Coach K at Duke. In Boston, Danny Ainge has stepped down as head of basketball operations, and Brad Stevens is no longer the head coach. He's moving up to be the head of basketball operations, the president of basketball operations. So Ainge is out. He retires. Stevens goes from head coach to the head guy. Now they'll look for a new head coach as well. Yeah, lots of stuff to get into here for sure. Shane, thanks for giving us a call here, man, from Donaldsonville. What you got, bud?
Buddy.
How are you?
I'm good. I can remember vividly like it was yesterday when AD was in New Orleans, and every time he would fall, and I would hold my breath. Like, man, is this dude going to get up? Is he going to have to miss 6 weeks? Did he pull a hair off his leg and he's going to have surgery or something like that? So I'm not surprised by what's going on with the – if you can't go in a playoff game, I don't know. You got to be tougher than that. I understand the groins are kind of funny, but you got to try to – I don't think LeBron would have missed that game. I don't think a lot of people would have missed that game. And I like that Brad Stevens is moving up to the front office because I got a deal for him.
He got the first phone call, huh?
You calling me like, Brad, I know you don't even like Dylan Brown, and I have this guy down here in New Orleans, and I'll give you a couple of draft picks with him and some cash and I think he would take you over the top, and you would never guess who that guy is. Eric Bledsoe.
That's right. Championship led, right?
He would take you over the top. And then in the fall, you could lease him out to the Patriots to be the gunner on the punt team. You know, and they could pay half his salary. The half that I'm not willing to pay, because I'll pay you half of his salary to take him. And Lonzo Ball, you can't get max money. I can't. I think Lonzo is could be a great player, but he doesn't even seem like his heart is into, I don't know if his heart is not into New Orleans or if his heart is not into basketball itself. Because I look at the little brother in Charlotte, and that kid is like, he's getting it. I want to get it. I want to eat your heart. Like, he has that killer instinct, and Lonzo is just like standing up there picking wax out of his ear at the free throw line, and so I don't think, and I know he's going to try to get max money with Rich Paul. I think he's a scam artist, and I think they're going to try to squeeze the Pelicans.
Did you read the story on Rich Paul going through the whole process of telling AD, look, at some point in time, you're just going to have to realize it's not going to be here with the Pelicans and all that stuff, and he, in it, again, not that it's wrong because that's his job, but he does say, look, my job was to get the best basketball player to play alongside LeBron. But this has always been about LeBron. I mean, it's always been about him.
I think he did that, but his job is to get AD the most money.
Sure. But he could have made more money here. The Pels could have offered him more.
Shaq said on the show I don't remember the amount of money, but Shaq said that was no way in hell I would turn down that much money. I don't care who I'm going with.
200 mil. Shane, it's what I said before. It's what woke up Gail Benson. It had to. She was the one that, you know, asked Tom, hey, let's think about this basketball team. She's the one that goes to games. She, you know, is the one that came up with the name Pelicans, the colors. Like, she was heavily involved. I have to imagine there is a wake-up moment when someone walks into your office and says, Mrs. B, he just turned down $200 million. Because, I mean, I know you're a billionaire, and I know you're, you know, worth a lot. Not many people turn down $200 million. And any business person would have to ask themselves honestly, after I, you know, splash water in my face and go, why would someone turn $200 million down from me? Like, how bad is it that you won't take Shane, guaranteed $200 million. Yeah. Like, they ain't nothing I can do once you sign other than pay you $200 million. And you don't want
it. I don't know these people personally, so I can't say I don't like them, but I don't like their business practices. But what could you have told that kid to make him turn down that money to go? I could buy a big ring and get championship put on there if I got $200 million. I like to win a championship just like everybody else, but I could buy 10 champion rings and put championship on it. And but what did you? And I always say that AD is kind of immature and because when Rich Paul would have came to me and be like, man, we gonna go to LeBron to the Lakers and I'm telling Rich Paul, man, I'm not turning down this money to go. I don't know.
Shane, I think it's who you are and what's important to you and what you can do. Look, he did win a championship last year, so he did get that. But, you know, like I've jokingly said, I mean, he's LeBron's accessory piece. I mean, you saw it in the summer league games. He'd walk around, you know, they both carry their little bags and he's chucking it up. And he got to say, and you know, and B, I'm LeBron's, you know, I'm his guy. So, it's just who you are and what's important to you. Giannis in the past. Now, does that change later on if he doesn't win this year later? But he said that's not who he is. He wants to stay here. Damian Lillard's like, I want to win for Portland. So, look, there's a lot of guys that supposedly were going to go play with him when he went to L.A. No one came. Paul George, Kawhi went to the Clippers. Like, you know, there was no one heading over there, like, bum-rushing to go play. So, it's just, I think there's something still with some players that want to build their own legacy. And that's what I said at the time. Look, you can't fault somebody for wanting to be happy. That said, he goes and wins. It's the 18th banner or whatever that's hung up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's, you know, dude, you're just another Laker that, and like, he's going to be third, fifth talked about in the last 10 years. I mean, there's Kobe and there's LeBron. He brought back the Lakers and, you know, he won the finals MVP, even though it should have been probably AD. So AD hasn't built a name or legacy, has it?
I'm like Stu Goss with KD with his championships. I'm not one of the conspiracy theorists that say the NBA is rigged, but it's just coincidental. They did it for Mamba and the year that Kobe Bryant died. And did they even win the last game in the black Mamba jerseys? It seems like that was kind of given to him. That's not a championship in my book. I'm like Stu Goss with KD. I think he doesn't count KD's championship, so I won't even count that championship with that. I think the NBA gave that to Kobe as a gift, a parting gift of sorts.
I hear you, Shane.
If he can take it and put it on his resume, but I'm going to put on his resume that he didn't play in game five and the Suns beat him by 40 or 30 or whatever.
Hey, man, do me a favor. I'm going to play out of the break RJ Barrett's response to a reporter asking, how will the Knicks view the season if they lose tonight? His response, Clint Capella, watch the Knicks-Hawks game tonight. Something tells me tonight that Knicks-Hawks game is going to be filthy. Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
All right, buddy.
Hour one has been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Sports Hangover Hour 2 next on ESPN New Orleans.
Out in the street.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
On winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. For the Showtime Los Angeles Lakers of the 80s, one of those players was Michael Cooper. He was one of only three players to play on all five.